Mike Bolhuis is a private investigator in Roodepoort. He joins us this morning. Mike, good morning. Thank you for joining us again. How are you doing?
Good morning, and thanks for the opportunity. We good.
Good. Great pleasure. I would imagine it would be fairly obvious that during the phase that exists at the moment, which is, you know, the fact that there are these living hostages in Hamas control, would logically mean don't reveal very much information. That said, after 19 months, is that a practical consideration? Take us through how this should play out in terms of control of information.
Yes, it's such a difficult subject because any information will have obviously a consequence. And the consequences can be dire and extreme. Mm. So anybody, especially involved, experts, specialists, the armies, etc., would have to be very, very careful. So I'll talk in general. Mm. Any information that it is actually obvious. I mean, these parties involved are all knowledgeable. They all know exactly what, where, when, and how, and should consider ever saying anything or divulging any form of information before doing a complete identification, evaluation, and a risk analysis. Because obviously extreme consequences, as I've said, could follow, and that would have a serious effect on human life.
And I would imagine, just for anyone who isn't imagining, why, if Hamas sees the identity of a particular terrorist, and they know that terrorist knows the position, the location of the hostages, well, it puts them at risk. It means they have to be moved. It means just endangering them to a great extent, doesn't it?
Of course. So I would assume that immediate actions would have already been taken. I mean, if I receive information that, and we are specialist investigators in serious violent, serious economic, and serious cybercrime, if I receive any form of information that can have extreme consequences, what am I going to do? I'm going to immediately deal with it and adjust or even change whatever I need to. So I assume this has already been done. Mm. But yes, as you have said, we'll have to now see what happens with the hostage situation. Obviously, the parties that are involved, they have the upper hand because they are in possession of. And I don't think there could be too much consequences here, but it can be to the advantage to one or either parties involved here.
Is there any chance of these hostages actually being rescued through a military operation? If they're being kept in a room in a tunnel surrounded by Hamas, is there any chance that they can be rescued, or is the only way forward here, in your own experience, through a negotiation?
Yeah, I think only negotiation. You know, the Israeli army is incredibly strong, incredibly sophisticated, incredibly knowledgeable. It's one of the best armies in the world. Mm-hmm. Especially on the cyber side, there is, in my opinion, no better army in the world. Wow. And they extremely, it's an oiled machine. However, Hamas is in a position where it will take extreme drastic steps with the slightest information that they might find or pick up that the hostages could be rescued or taken, and then would take drastic steps. So I and that's why I don't think anything up till now has transpired, due to the fact because the hostages could instantly die.
Right.
And I think the only way monitoring the situation is an exchange, an agreement, or negotiation, exactly as you've said.
Yeah, it's very, very concerning. The other thing that I don't really understand is why it is that Hamas wouldn't want to look after the hostages and keep them alive and healthy. Surely their currency or their value to Hamas is much higher if they are alive. Why is it that they are starving them and that they're potentially dying from, you know, from health reasons?
Well, obviously, any jail is no joke. If I can state that, any incarcerated people or kept people in extreme conditions, depending their health and their age, there's so much that needs to be in consideration. And especially if you, as you've said, possibly kept in tunnels or in very extreme conditions, it will have a serious effect on the human body. So that is definitely one reason. The other is the Hamas is definitely making a statement that, you know, if you don't negotiate with us or don't come to terms with us on their conditions, this is what we will present to you and this is what you will hear and see. This is all war tactics. I don't agree with it, though. And most probably 95% of the world don't agree with it. But this is how specific groups will operate, not only keep hostages and look after them in a, let's say, a professional manner to keep them as merchandise or as collateral or a negotiation tool, etc., but also in the same time some groups will torture them and will neglect them, but just keep them alive and make sure that the, let's say, the world knows of it in order to press for that what they and make it urgent and impress it upon everybody that you guys need to act, otherwise it will just become worse.